I have a great story to tell you. They were sisters. Some by blood, some by choice, some maybe by habit or proximity or comfort, whatever it is that lands us in imperfect yet deep relationship, where our neediness is apparent but our love is boundless, forgiving, selfless. Sometimes. They braided one another's hair, shaved one another's heads, cooked rice bowls abundant with nutrients, and ate spoonfuls of peanut butter before bed. Some smoked cigarettes with their morning coffee as they stretched their legs. Others woke to lemon water, the sun, running legs, pissing puppies. They drew delicate lines, beaded one another jewelry as some of their grandmothers had done long ago. And they chopped wood, hauled water, changed tires, rode quads and snowmobiles. They were tough and tender, soft and stubborn, bush queens. Independent but in love with the collective, their community of sacred sisters. Peace princesses prone to mistake making, expectation breaking, bread baking wonder. They were a living celebration of womanhood, of the moon. Sometimes they howled to get one another's attention. Often they took deep breaths and danced freely. No fear of judgment. One evening, the women came together around the fireplace in their living room. Sprawled on cushions and on one another's shoulders, Basil asked the girls what frightened them most. Paradise pointed to a dead mouse by the kindling box. Dusted and rigid, her shoulders tensed and her jaw clenched with the acknowledgement. Astrid walked to the doorway where she picked up their gun. It had never been used, but all the men in the area carried them for protection, so they kept one too to dispel the power dynamic created when strange men came wandering onto their property with big guns and big egos. She lifted it, scanning the dark night with piercing eyes, and then took it apart, set it down, and softly bowed her head in reverence to life and to the power of that machine. Ember inhaled deeply and acknowledged the altar the women had built for love's lost through death and distance. Basil passed around a stone from her pocket, each of the sisters thumbing it softly until it made its way to the altar. Silence. The women looked to the last sister, and all Peaches had was a story. When the telling was done, the room was teary-eyed, shaking, repulsed, and silent. Peaches had clouded the room with a darkness that couldn't be undone. Stoke the fire, shine a light, dance like rivers, flow like the sea, pass like the clouds, the women cried. But of course, it was too late. For once a story is told, it cannot be called back. Once told, it is loose in the world.